Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know those moments where you realize, oh, everybody else has known that the whole time. Like, I know I've had more than my share.
Yeah, like pools are not flammable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or in my case, that little ring that's on milk. My family always took it off with a fork. And then one day, I think Joe opened a gallon of milk because he was going to drink a gallon of milk in an hour. And he just opened it. And I was like, wow. That one must have been faulty, and then everyone made fun of me because you could just do that, and I didn't know.
Well, it wasn't just that. I don't remember why we were opening the milk, but you had gotten a fork, and you were starting to do it, and I go, give me that, and I just twisted it, and that was how that went.
Then it was like, ooh, Hot Wings is a big, strong man.
That doesn't sound like me.
Oh, man, that's how you do it.
I was being helpful.
Like, you always said it that way? Yes.
Yes.
What?
Yes, I am.
Well, this woman, tongs. Yeah, tongs. You didn't know how tongs work until a year ago.
Yeah, I said everybody had an example. Let's cite someone else's, because I'm happy to give all mine. I'm the only one. Maitland was in the spirit of things. She shared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you guys have known everything?
Yeah, I'll let you know when I come across.
Yeah, I mean, I just haven't had such a brazenly obvious one.
I don't know. The word is knave.
That was a bad one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that okay. There was brazenly obvious.
You're right. That one was really bad. Everyone knew that, or at least plenty of people knew how to spell naive, and I did not.
It was the fighting.
That was embarrassing. Aggressive. For sure. Yeah. Didn't like that.
I'm trying to think of one for Steve. I might not be able to
think
of one.
I'm sure there's plenty.
If you can think of one that Steve had, text it in, and then I'll read it on the air right to his face.
Oh, that you don't have to eat a summer sausage with the casing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, done and done. All right, let's work on.
See, I just assumed that was part of the summer sausage.
Like you were always eating the paper.
Yeah. I always ate it, so I just assumed that's just how it
works.
That's the casing. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
I can't think of one for Kelly. She's never had something that everybody else has known.
No, definitely not.
Big Ender.
No, I don't know. I did that on purpose.
Big Ender.
Well, this woman had one of those moments.
Okay, yeah.
She'll explain. By the way, she's at least 75% annoying the way she speaks.
Mm-hmm. I can't be the only person on the planet that didn't know that you can just pick a piece of fruit off of a tree and eat it.
Wait a minute. I think you are, right?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Like, just at that statement, like, why couldn't you pick a piece of fruit off a tree?
Yeah, what?
And
what,
consume it?
Yeah, what do you think happens between the time it comes from the tree to your face?
All right, let her continue.
I had a friend come over a few weeks ago, and she was like, Carly, why do you have a bag of lemons in your fridge? And I said, oh, well, I use lemons in my cooking a lot, and sometimes I put them in my sparkling water. And she was just like, no, but why do you have a bag of lemons from the store? And I said, oh, well, sometimes I cook with them, and I also put them in. And she said, no, you have a lemon tree outside. And I said, okay. And she said, so why do you buy lemons? And I said, because I cook with them. And she said, Carly, you have a lemon tree. You just pick the lemons off the tree and you put them in your food or in your sparkling water. And I said, don't you have to do something to them?
Do what?
And she said, what do you mean? And I said, you don't have to do anything to the lemons. And she was pretty upset, which I guess I am one of the very few people. I didn't think that I was one of the very few people, but maybe I am one of the very few people that didn't know that there is nothing that you have to do to a lemon before you eat it. From a tree. You can just take it off the tree. Am I the only person? I'm 28, for reference.
Yes, you are the only person. You're stupid.
Say no.
That's dumb. Of all the fruits. Of all, I mean, like one thing I can see, you know, people say, well, you got to be careful with strawberries or apples or whatever because there's not much protection on those. Mm-hmm. But those fruits with big rinds on them, they are the most protected. Mm-hmm. You don't eat that part.
Mm-hmm. Steve, remember when you told us blind people all have wheelchairs?
Oh, yeah.
Every one of them.
Kelly, remember when you thought tampons were set it and forget it, like a Ron Popeil chicken cooker?
Set it and forget it. Hey, we might all have some.
Ah, maybe.
This text. I'm unclear. Does that woman have a lemon tree? Yeah, I know. Oh, tape measurer. That's not the same.
I mean, not far, though.
The U in USB standing for storage.
Or the dance is the Cuban shuffle.
Listen, okay, I ran a poll of that on my Instagram on Friday because I was like, surely I'm not the only one.
You ran a poll?
Yes.
When I voted, it was 100%.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
There were four people out of, like, all 250 plus votes on that who also said Cuban shuffle.
And I think four were just trying to make you feel a little better.
Okay. Yeah.
Were you watching the results bated breath?
Yeah.
Like, oh, come on, Cuban shuffle.
I really thought it was going to be like a nice, like, 60-40. No. Nope. I am the dumb one.
Yeah. Hot Wings wasn't, you didn't get to witness that.
I did
not. That moment of realization for Tommy on Friday. I forget how we were talking about the Cuban shuffle. Yeah. But Kelly and I both, because Tommy's like, yeah, blah, 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 the Cuban shuffle. And Kelly and I were both like, wait a minute. Did you say Cuban shuffle? And Tommy's face just went stark, and he was like, are you serious?
I fell on that grenade because we were roasting free beer. And then I was like, oh, yeah, ha-ha. And then, like, wait a minute.
Yeah, and that worked out really well for me.
Yeah, I think my favorite part about that is we started the entire conversation about gleeking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And
Oh, yeah,
that went off the rails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This text from New Hampshire, they're looking out for you guys. Remember when Tommy and Maitland found out that there were clouds at night?
Boy, yeah.
They didn't just go to bed?
Yeah.
Good night, clouds.
Boy, when you put all of our failures together collectively, it seems like we're all a bunch of stupids.
Yeah.
Some more than others. Like me. Here are some things you may not know that may be like that for you.
Okay.
So these may be, I didn't know that. Or you'd be like, yeah, of course. Did you know that car rests are designed to break car windows? In an emergency, you remove the headrest and you use the metal rods to break the car window.
Huh.
I'm sure I'll remember that and remain calm when the water is rising next to the windows. I'm sure I'll remember that.
I think my headrests are built in. I guess I'm screwed.
Do you have one of those tools?
I don't. Like the little like ball peen hammer.
No, the multi tool, the one that will cut your seatbelt, and every car should have one. Hot Wings has one, I bet. Do you?
I don't.
Have you considered it?
I think. Well, you know what? My mom. I think it was my mom. I don't know. Or I got it for a Father's Day or something years ago, and I was like, I'll throw that in there. And it took 1 second before that pointy thing wouldn't stay shut.
I don't know what the pointy thing is.
It's the thing you bust the window with.
Wouldn't stay shut.
Well, it folds closed, so it wouldn't poke you the whole time. You would press a button and it would open.
Oh, okay.
So you could hit it, but it wouldn't stay closed. So all it would do is just stab every part of the inside of everything. And so I went, well, screw this. I threw it away.
Yeah.
So no.
I mean, how many times
have
you been upside down in the water anyway?
Well, so far none. Now whether or not I could get to the headrests effectively and take them out while upside down in the water, I'm not. Sure, but I'll keep it in mind. They do come out in one of my cars.
You gotta press those little tabs in and pull up evenly.
The back seat of the pickup, those are easy. The other ones in any of my other car, I don't know. I don't know if they come out or not. I don't think I've ever tried.
What else?
The plastic thing on bread bags, the color of the twist tie or plastic clip indicates the day of the week the bread was baked.
I did know that. Mm. I don't know which one corresponds to what, because I still just look at when's the due date. That's right? All I really care about is how long do they think this is going to last?
You ever done a mold check right before you were going to make toast, and then you find a little and you decide to roll the dice and cut that spot off?
Yeah, you just pick it off. And
yes,
yeah.
I have.
Ever find the mold after you started eating it?
Yes.
That's not
fun. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely
What did
have.
You do in that case? Stop eating or continue eating?
I stopped eating.
I stopped.
That's got to be
a stop. Yeah, it kind of grosses me out.
Why are there grooves on the edges of coins?
I believe that is so blind people can identify the different coins, right?
Well, all incorrect. The grooves are the same.
Yeah, I thought that that was an old wives' tale.
I guess it is, because he just said no.
Yeah.
Anybody else have a guess?
I remember hearing about it. I don't remember.
For being able to grip them?
They were originally added to prevent people from shaving off precious metals when coins were made of gold and silver. Because so they put them on there so that people...
Okay.
Why are there bumps on the F and J keys on a typewriter or on your keyboard?
So that when you can get to the home row.
I was going to say, yeah, that.
Without looking.
So your index fingers know where to start.
Why is there a hole on the tab on the top of your soda can, Maitland?
So you can turn around and stick a straw in?
Yes.
Oh.
I just learned that when I read it just now. Also, you could just stick a straw in that other hole,
yeah, but
which is also there.
Holds it in place a little better so that it doesn't float up and down.
Oh my God, that is so cool.
Yeah. I mean, I've never done that, but I guess it would also be helpful to possibly keep bees out of there in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of cover the hole up better.
Yeah, you ever drank a bee?
I have.
It hurts.
Have you drank a bee?
Yeah.
Did you get stung?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get stung. I just got it. Like, I took a swig of Sprite once and I spit it on. I go, oh my God, that was a bee. So now I always look inside the can,
mm-hmm,
and that freaked me out bad.
It got my lip when I was a kid.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. And that area really swells. Even if you're not allergic, it goes crazy.
And you already have narrow throat issues.
I know.
Imagine if that thing had gotten down there.
High from that damn bee.
It might be. Residual venom.
Residual venom.
Yeah.
Another great band name.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Maitland saw them this weekend.
Yeah.
It might have. There were a lot of bands.
What about that? This one, the internet has been going crazy about for a while. For those who still eat Tic Tacs, that little hole, it's meant to dispense just one.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have one Tic Tac.
But no, it's nonsense.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I mean, yeah, you have zero because they're garbage.
You have to start with at least three because, they're too small for just one anyway.
1-800-947-3979. Tim and Grand Blanc writes, Mythbusters said the best way to handle a car filling with water is to wait until the car goes in the water and remain calm, then open the door and swim up. So don't bash it.
You wouldn't be able to open the door.
Yeah.
Right? I thought that was the problem.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, you'd have to wait a really long time for water to seep in through all the gaps for the pressure to equalize.
Mm-hmm.
And you better be able to hold your breath a long time. Yeah. I mean, your best bet is if you have the wherewithal to do it, is as soon as you get into the water, before all the electrical cuts off, open the window a little.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to do.
Bobby in Arkansas writes, listening on 98.3 The Keg, as a bread man, those ties do mean that, the different colors, but the companies no longer use them. Most companies just use one color all the time now because it doesn't matter anyway. Also, somebody said they don't have due dates on bread. That's for babies. They have expiration dates, and that's questionable whether or not they have those either.
Oh, whatever.
I like when bread has those little tabs, little U-shaped things, because I've used them to fix flip-flops before. On a life hack thing.
How do they fix flip-flops?
Like when your flip-flop,
when it blows out with a pop-top?
When the nub falls out of the hole,
out. So you pop it on the bottom?
You pop it down in there, and then you put the bread tab.
Yeah, it's like a washer.
A washer.
All right.
Well, that is clever.
It holds it in place. And then you can enjoy your flops for at least another week until you get new ones.
Like it would just snap.
Yeah, that's a short-term.
Yeah.
Short-term fix.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.